Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos, as we do every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak, learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored by our dear friends Effie and Talia Gluck and family, commemorating the yahrzeit of Golda Bracha Bas Shlomo Shabsai, Effie's mom. And we are in Masechta Erev, and we're in the second parak Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Now, yesterday we were talking about Rabban Gamliel and his colleagues who were all on a ship that went outside of the Tchum. On another time, the ship on which they're traveling and didn't come into the port on Friday until Shabbos had started. So the people were worried, the rabbis were concerned that maybe the city was outside of the Tchum when Shabbos started. So they turned to ask Rabban Gamliel, can we come off the ship? He said, you're allowed to get off the ship. Why? I was already looking at the port before Shabbos started. The bartender says he was using some sort of preview to Anton von Leeuwenhoek's telescope. And he says, I was using something like that, which had no lenses, this one, but was marked to figure out 2,000 amos. And I realized using this before it became dark, we were within the Tchum of the city, and so therefore we were part of the Tchum of the city, and we can walk throughout the city in the process. The Mishnah also says that if you have to leave the city with permission, how far can you go? What if I left the Tchum with permission? Al pi halacha, I had to go ahead and give Eidos, testimony about Rosh Chodesh. I had to go because I'm a Hatzala man. And before they get to the destination, the people said, look, you went out to do whatever you had to do, but we already declared Rosh Chodesh, or the Hatzala people have shown up. Now you don't have to keep traveling. So now the person stops from the travel. But he has to know, is he out of the Tchum or not? So Yeshlo, Apayim Amal Choruach, he can travel a Tchum of 2,000 Amos in every direction, based on what, for the place that he was told that his services aren't needed anymore. Now, Imaya Besocha Tchum Kilu Lo Yatza, if his new Tchum was in, as part of the original Tchum, he can even go back to the house. And why is that? Because the halacha is that the Chachamim instituted the leniency that just like we said, that anyone who goes out to save other people can go home, assuming that the battle takes place within the Tchum. So those people are also allowed to go ahead and they can go back to their places on Shabbos, which is normally not permitted because of Hotzah. We turned around and we allowed it. The same thing would be true here in regard to Tchumen as well. We'll stop here and Be'ezus Hashem continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.